It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024. Let's start out with a look at our marine weather. Well, we have a good forecast to look forward to for the next couple of days at least. We can expect this summer-like northerly wind pattern to continue for the next couple of days. After that, we're going to see rain enter the forecast by about Wednesday. But today's forecast includes northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 in the morning, wind waves from the northwest, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, west swells, 6 feet high at 13 seconds apart. Well, today I thought we could take a look at our ship schedule in perhaps a slightly different light. I was thinking about how so much national news right now is focused on ships and bridges, and how extreme and terrifying it all can be for people on land to think about what happened in Baltimore. And how the news right now is sort of a perfect example of what one mariner said to me once early on in my days doing the ship report. He said that mariners don't like to talk to journalists because they only want to talk to mariners if there's bad news. And I think that that has been one of my guiding purposes in doing this show for over 20 years. And that is to talk about the good things, because there are so many of them, and they are so interesting, and mostly they never get talked about. Now, of course, everything that happened in Baltimore will be analyzed down to the last detail, as it should be. But I'm talking about us here today. Now, as an example of that, about all the good things that are mostly never talked about, I was down by the waterfront yesterday in Astoria, and I watched several ships go safely under the Megler Bridge, and by extension, the other bridges between Astoria and Vancouver and Portland, and how that is such a staple of daily life here on the river, such a part of our life here in Astoria, for instance, and other river towns, and how it's something we generally love to see. It occurred to me that this event, this ordinary but complicated and important event, a ship going safely under a bridge, is orchestrated by consummate professionals and executed flawlessly and without mishap every day, multiple times. And I think it's important to remember that and let it temper our sense of fear, perhaps, if we're feeling that, with the understanding that the Baltimore Bridge collapse is not a regular event, but instead is the essence of how some really awful things, all happening at once, can add up to a disaster. We'll learn more about the hows and the whys of it as time goes by. And if there are beneficial changes to be made that will make us safer, that will no doubt come out of it. But I've heard so much armchair analysis, most of it useless and terrifying, that I would personally rather leave that analysis to folks who are far better qualified than me to do it. Now, if you're interested in learning more about what's happening with the investigation of the container ship Dolly, I'd encourage you to follow a great YouTube channel. It's called What's Going On with Shipping. The host of the channel, Sal Mercogliano, is an associate professor of history at Campbell University in North Carolina, and he teaches courses in world maritime history and maritime security. He's also an adjunct professor with the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. He's a former merchant mariner himself, and he sailed and worked ashore for the U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command. His updates are accurate, sufficiently complex to delight people who are really interested in this, and also easy to understand. In the meantime, one detail about the Dolly that has stuck in my mind, and that is that the entire crew is still aboard the ship. Part of the reason for that is that it is so far still a functioning ship, and the hope is that it can leave the scene of this incident at least partially under its own power when it comes time to move it. So its crew will be needed to make that happen. So I send my heartfelt best wishes to all involved who are still aboard that ship. It seems like a humbling and terrifying situation for them. So with all that in mind, let's take a look at our ship schedule today. Be aware that all these ships will pass by Astoria at some point and other upriver ports, go under bridges and dock at berths, maybe anchor in an anchorage, just like usual. And if you were not listening to me talk about them here, or were not reading my daily ship schedule, or somehow paying attention to them in some way for your own reasons, you would likely not notice them at all. Our first inbounder on the schedule today is the Zola, arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria Anchorage to pick up wheat. She's slated to arrive in the Astoria Anchorage around 3 a.m. The Amalfi, arriving from Japan, also headed for Astoria's Anchorage, another wheat carrier. She'll be there by about 5:30 p.m. today. The Harvest Leader, arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She's a car ship carrying brand new Subarus bound for Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver at about 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday. In our outbounders, we have the Berlinda, leaving Portland, carrying potash, leaving around 1 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 a.m. The Amos Wisdom 3, leaving Portland, soda ash on board, leaving around 3 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. The Saga Tokano, leaving Vancouver, I think she may have come in with wind turbine parts on board, that's my best guess, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Pack Agenda, leaving Portland carrying wheat, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. Then we have the Apollon Leader, leaving Portland. She's a car carrier. Brand new Hondas on board. She came in to deliver some of those to Portland. She could have Fords on board, but she loaded in Portland, headed for Asia to deliver them there. She's on the schedule to leave Portland at about 4 p.m. That could put her past Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And the Ohio, a petroleum tanker that I saw come in yesterday afternoon, headed for Portland to deliver refined petroleum, will be leaving around 5 p.m. today, passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. So a fast turnaround time for that ship. And the ATB, the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance. Leaving Portland, she came in to deliver refined petroleum, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have some ships awaiting orders, the Isabel M, the Kazda, the Miyama, the Ever Zenith, the Stability, and the Betty's Perfection. And that is today's complement of ships traveling on the river. Tomorrow there may be more, others with different names from different faraway places, the comings and goings of our 90% of everything, another day on our river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening and have a great day.